وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Both is same and both allowed, but in our language, in Arab language, and also is in the custom of a lot of Arab countries and societies, sometimes we use the plural as a way of respect for the elders or for the upper level. For example, from the children to their parents. For example, if the father sneezes, the son will say to him, Yarhamukumullah. Even though he's an individual, he say Yarhamukumullah as a way of respect to the father, even though he's one person. So this is not for poorer, it's for respect. But the father will say to him Yarhamukallah as an individual, but from the son to the father will be Yarhamukumullah. This jam'u ta'zim, we call it jam'u ta'zim, the poorer for respect, not for the number. And Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned it many times in the Quran, he described himself Jalla wa'ala. For example, Inna khalaqnakum, Ya ayyuhal nasu, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. This ayah, for example. Allah Jalla speak about himself, he is the creator, but when he described himself Jalla wa'ala, he described with a pura form, as a way to show his level Jalla wa'ala to his creation, and for us to understand this glory from him Azza wa Jal. Hafizakumullah. What he's supposed to reply? You reply what he mentioned in Hadith Buhayra of Sahihain. Hadith Buhayra qala alayhi salatu wasalam, if anyone of you sneeze, إذا عطس أحدكم فليقل الحمد لله وليقل له صاحبه أو أخاه يرحمك الله ثم يجيبه يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. If anyone of you sneeze, say Alhamdulillah. Then your friend, your neighbor, the one beside you, say يرحمك الله, who heard you sneezing. Then you reply back to him by saying يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. وفقكم الله.